When somebody asked me on a number of occasions, besides Title IX, what's the most important thing that ever happened in women's athletics? I can only tell you there is nothing.
That was the voice of former Michigan softball coach Carol Hutchins. Hutchins retired as the winningest softball coach in NCAA history, but if it wasn't for Title IX, she never would have received the opportunity to step onto the field.
Title IX is the reason we play today. It's the reason we've evolved over the last 52 years.
Title IX was signed into law on June 23, 1972, with the goal of creating equal opportunities for both male and female athletes. And it did exactly that for aspiring athletes. According to research conducted by Rutgers University, before Title IX, 15% of college athletes were women. Now, that number is up to 44%. However, Title IX had the exact opposite effect on females looking to break into the coaching industry.
When that happened, things went up. Resources got better, salaries got better, and a lot of men realized, wow, this is a field I could coach in. I know a lot of men in coaching. I know a lot of really great men who've made our game better and have made basketball better and so forth. But keep in mind, 80% of volleyball coaches in the NCAA are men. 80%.
Since the implementation of Title IX, the number of females coaching female sports has dropped by over 55%. Similar to Hutchins, researcher and former college athlete Meredith Flaherty credits the increased resources and salary that Title IX created.
Once the NCAA opened up to be the governing body of women's sport, and it got integrated as a more serious space through Title IX, jobs started to proliferate that had salaries and status attached to them in high-level college programs. So as those jobs started to mean coaching women's programs, they increased in visibility and seriousness and pay, they became a space that men could step into and benefit from that. So it was almost like a bleed from men's sports being serious and a job opportunity to when it opened up to women's sports being serious and a job opportunity. Well, it was just a natural thing for men as the prototypical sport leaders to be favored in that, even in women's coaching in that space.